This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
On our radio program, we provided a link to a video produced by the Internet Accountability Project with the provocative title, Google is Evil. Watch the video and come to your own conclusion. It packs quite a bit of information into just a little over 2 minutes. And if you feel you need to learn more, I might suggest the hour and a half long documentary drama, The Social Dilemma, that interviews people who have been in the big tech companies and have similar concerns. Now, most of us are aware of the power of big tech. These few tech companies can control what you see and how you communicate on their platforms. In this video, Rachel Bovard fills in many of the details and warns that Google has much more power over your life than you realize. For example, Google controls what we see, when we see it, and what we can say, and they do this to over 90% of the world. Google tracks us where we go without our permission. Google most likely has your medical records. They have already collected the medical records of 50 million Americans without their consent. Google makes more money than 92% of the countries on Earth. The video also claims that it helps dictatorships suppress minorities. Now, as outrageous as that claim might seem, there is good documentation on the internet and at various human rights websites to back that claim. And this video is hardly the first to claim that big tech has been using its power to control elections in other countries and now wants to do it here in America. All of this might be difficult to digest in one viewing of the video. Next to the video are numerous bullet points and more than a dozen links to document much of the information. Study this for yourself, and I believe you will come to the same conclusion. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.